And North Carolina's stay-at-home order has been extended through May 8th, including a prohibition on gatherings of more than 10 people. But while some states with COVID-19 outbreaks are only allowing immediate family members to attend funerals, North Carolina is allowing them with up to 50 mourners. Leonita Inge of WUNC visited a funeral home that's served the Black community in Durham for generations.
LSD Jones and Sons Funeral Directors built their family business in South Central Durham 85 years ago. And you could say they know everybody, and everybody knows them.
See how people love me? They want me to stay safe. I've had so much love. Like
Nina Jones Mason appreciates all the love. A family friend just handed her a box of face masks.
Thank you. Love you. I appreciate you doing this for me.
Jones Mason is a fourth-generation funeral director at LSD Jones & Sons. During this coronavirus pandemic, her community is counting on her to stay healthy.
The stress level of trying to keep everything clean, keep everybody safe, keep my staff safe, because if anybody comes down with it, we're shut down. Can't do that.
Jones Mason recalls the dozens of African Americans who were infected with COVID-19 after attending a family funeral in March in Albany, Georgia. Epidemiologists call the event a super spreader event. More than 100 people in the rural region have since died. Jones Mason officiated a funeral in March that was larger than what she wanted it to be. It was more than 100 people at a church and even more at the reception.
We're a culture that loves to support each other and, you know, we love to feed each other, and that's not happening. That's a major difference, you know, repasts and taking people food and visiting with them. Those things aren't happening.
The latest funeral restrictions in North Carolina allow for 50 people to gather. LSD Jones & Sons only allows for 30 after measuring to keep people 6 feet apart, and there are no rides in the limousines. There were 29 people at Pearlie Ann Cameron's service on April 19th in Durham. She died of a heart attack. A list of attendees was required, and everyone had to wear a mask. Lee Afford is Cameron's brother.
We got to do the right thing. It's protecting ourselves and everyone else.
Cameron's daughter, April Wise, understands the social distancing rules, but says,
we were going to get together. Might not have been a service, but we was going to be together. It wasn't going to be big. We might have took turns, but we was going to do it.
Still, Wise is glad Nina Jones Mason was there for them to lean on again.
We are thankful for her. She's helped us bury my aunt, my grandma, now my mom.
I feel so much compassion and just empathy for them. There are some funeral homes that are not allowing people to have a service at all.
When the service for Pearlie Ann Cameron was over, family and friends who sat several feet apart inside embraced outside. There were tears, especially after an ensemble began to sing. For Here and Now, I'm Leonita Inge.